You're listening to The Pulse.
Hey, hey, Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield, and Wynn Army Community Hospital. It's Kevin Larson coming at you with the latest episode of The Pulse, the on-again, off-again podcast that tells you everything you need to know about what's happening at Wynn Army Community Hospital and throughout our footprint. It is a special week this week. Actually, it's two things this week, but let's just talk about the one topic, one of the weeks that's happening this week in healthcare. It's perioperative Nurses Week. And if you're a non-clinical person like me, I pronounced it pre-op, and I'm like, what did they, and my girlfriend, who's a registered respiratory therapist and director of cardiopulmonary, said perioperative. They're after. I'm like, oh, okay. So perioperative nurses, the ones that take care of you after you've had your surgery in the operating room. And to help me explain what perioperative nurses do in the operating room after you've had surgery, I'm joined by two guests, one of whom is a perioperative nurse, Major Devin McDavid, and then the person who does the actual surgery, one of our surgeons, Major Mark Spaugh. Yes. Team, thanks for joining me on this episode.
Thanks for having us.
And I'll actually make a correction. So we are perioperative nurses. So we are in the surgery with the surgeon assisting with the procedures.
See, I asked her that question. I said, aren't the perioperative nurses the ones that are in there? She said, no, those are OR nurses. And I'm like, oh.
Perioperative nurses and OR nurses are sometimes used interchangeably. Yes.
Well, thank you for clarifying that. See, I was right. Nanny, nanny, new, new. I actually knew something she didn't.
Yeah.
I'll have to rub that into her face later. But to get it back on track, to talk about what perioperative nurses do and why they're so important and why we celebrate them for a whole week. I mean, first of all, tell me about yourself and how you got started as a perioperative nurse.
Sure. So my name is Major Devin McDavid. I've been a perioperative nurse for 8 years now. I originally started off as a med-surg nurse. I'm a graduate from Clemson University. Did ROTC, commissioned. Wasn't a huge fan of med-surg nursing. It was very backbreaking work. And always had an interest in anatomy and the human body. So I looked into what an OR nurse does, and I thought that'd be pretty cool. Signed up for the Army's perioperative nursing course, attended that, and then graduated and began working at Madigan Army Medical Center, followed by being PCS'd here to Fort Stewart. And I've actually been at Wynn for 6 years. So pretty long time.
So what sparked your interest even before when you were, say, in high school? What made you interested in becoming a perioperative nurse? Or, as you put it, a medical surgeon. That's what MedSurg stands for, right? Mm-hmm. What made you interested in nursing and becoming a medical professional?
I used to watch medical shows all the time, and the OR always seemed like this very exciting, mysterious place. And of course, we hide behind what's called the red line. So everything is sterile. You have to be in surgical attire to go back there. And so we're kind of like this, the hidden figures within the hospital. Not a lot of people see us because we are in surgery most of the time. And so it's nice to have something like Perioperative Nurses Week where we can be acknowledged for our specialty and just kind of spread the news about what being a perioperative nurse is.
So, yeah, you're tucked away in the OR. You're doing all the things that need to happen to, you know, provide quality, safe health care for our patients that need surgery. Yeah, so it is good to have a week to celebrate you guys so you can come out of the OR and say, hey, this is what we do and this is why we matter. And to get to your point about healthcare television shows, they are so difficult to watch with someone who's in healthcare because they sit there and point out everything that's wrong. It's like watching military movies with my dad, who's a prior service, retired. Same thing. You point out all the errors and you ruin everything for anybody who doesn't know. To get it back on point, what's the difference? You said you started with an interest in med-surg and you did med-surg. What's the difference between med-surg and perioperative?
So med-surg is where all Army nurses begin their career. It's kind of like the backbone of nursing, and it's what you would call like a ward nurse, a medical surgical ward. So people with minor medical conditions that require them to stay inpatient, or sometimes post-operative care. So they've had surgery and they are recovering and maybe need to stay a couple days in the hospital, they'll go to a med-surg ward.
Interesting. So it's not the OR, but it's people that might be recovering from a surgery.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
They've been admitted. Okay. Yeah. So I can understand why you call that backbreaking work, because I mean, that is the day-to-day interacting with the patients, lifting them if they're, you know, in the bed, mm-hmm. doing all those kinds of things. So yeah, that is hard work. Absolutely. So now that you're perioperative, what's the job entail? What do you do day to day? What's a typical day look like for you?
That's a great question, because it is a very different from normal nursing. So there's a lot of technical aspects of it. I assist the surgeon in making sure that they have the proper equipment that they need to do their surgery. So that includes not only the equipment in the room, but also the surgical instrumentation. And we work together as a team to ensure that the patient is safely positioned and has all the necessary equipment to do the surgical procedure. And as far as how we do things here, the technical term for the type of perioperative nursing that we do is called circulating, which means we are the one person in the room other than anesthesia who's not sterile, not scrubbed in. And so our job is to get anything that the surgeon may need. So if they're mid-procedure and they need a special instrument or they need a special supply, then we will go get that for them.
So you actually leave the operating room to go retrieve a supply and bring it back to the operating
room.
Correct, yeah. So you say you're not scrubbed in. So then, you know, someone might hear that and say, oh my gosh, they're going outside of the OR, they're bringing something in. What then is the process to ensure that whatever you've retrieved can enter the sterile field and be used in the procedure?
Right. So we're like sterility experts along with our surgical techs. So our surgical techs are scrubbed in, and they make sure all the instrumentation is clean to standard, and they are sterile. So they also assist. But when all of our supplies are in sterile packaging, and it's all already been sorted and inspected before going behind the red line. So I don't leave the OR vicinity per se. I'll leave the room to go into our sterile storage and get supplies, but all of that supplies has been cleared and already sterilized.
So then essentially what you're doing is you're handing it off to the tech who's scrubbed in, and then they break the sterile seal, and then they get the tool that's needed.
Well, we break the sterile seal, and they will grab it with their sterile gloves to keep everything
perfect. See, yeah. That's the kinds of things that, you know, in medical shows that might not
it's
be
hard
done
to explain
properly.
But you'd have to see it. It's like a science of opening
it's,
different
I mean it is
different
a science.
Packaging
it's an art and a science, which I'm sure Major Spa can attest to as a surgeon. You're the one who's actually doing the procedure on the patient, and you're focused on that. How valuable is it to have, you know, the techs and the perioperative nurses in the OR with you assisting? What do they bring to the procedure, to the process?
Absolutely. So I'll give a little background on myself. I am an otolaryngologist, and for a lot of people that just means an ear, nose, and throat surgeon. I went to medical school in Kansas City, and then I trained in otolaryngology at Tripler Army Medical Center. It's a 5-year residency, and then have been here at Fort Stewart and Wynn Army Community Hospital for a little over 2 years. And so throughout your training, your perioperative nurses are key. As an intern and as a resident, especially when you're first starting off and you're training under very experienced surgeons, they keep you in line, make sure you don't break that sterile field, and make sure they have what you need. And as you gain experience and as you become what's called staff and you're operating and performing medicine on your own, they are imperative, both the OR techs as well as our perioperative nurses. So my OR techs are scrubbed in, and they are handing me instruments while I'm focusing on surgery. For a lot of that, it means I don't have to look away from the patient as I'm operating. I'll take, for example, doing sinus surgery. I do that a lot with cameras. I'm looking at a screen, and I'm able to look at the screen, reach my hand out, and my techs can hand me the instruments that I need. But say, for example, during the case, I decide I find something I need to biopsy. I can let my perioperative nurse know. She can grab the containers that we need. She writes down those specimens, and we can get that sent off in a timely manner. It allows me to operate quickly, efficiently, and safely without losing focus on the case, because we really want to do a good, safe surgery and get the patient to recovery as soon as possible. And ultimately, my perioperative nurses know that most surgeons are divas, and we like things the way we like them. And sometimes we forget things or forget to ask for something. And so in the middle of a case, we may say, oh, actually, I want this instead of this. And so they are awesome. They say, yes, sir, and they will get it for you. And so it takes a huge burden off the surgeon so we can focus on what's important, which is the patient.
So to put it kind of in military terms, which, I mean, you're both officers.
Yes.
Clearly, but I've always kind of referred to nurses as the non-commissioned officers of medicine, because they're the ones who keep the surgeons, who are the officers, you know, honest. Essentially, they keep them on task, they provide that valuable assistance so that the officers can do the officer's business, and the nurses really do all the hard work and just make sure the surgeons are cutting in the right spot and getting the tools they need and being able to put that biopsy sample into the right tube. So yeah, thank you for that insight, and I've got some questions for you when we're done about sinuses and stuff, but that's neither here nor there for the podcast. So we'll take a brief pause right here, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about perioperative nurses.
When I make your online mind, dial 571-802-039 for any time. When you need help, don't delay, we're here for you, night or day. 571-802-039-4.
And we're back. I'm joined by two guests to talk about Perioperative Nurses Week. It's the week where we celebrate the nurses that are behind the red line in the operating room, doing the bidding of the surgeon to ensure that surgeries are safely conducted and that patients get the outcome that they deserve from their surgery. I'm joined by Major Devin McDavid. She is the perioperative nurse, and then Major Mark Spaugh, one of our surgeons here, who is essentially, as he put it, for the layman, the ears, one of our ears, nose, throat surgeons here at Wynn. To kind of close out the show here, this final half, is there anything that sticks out in your time as being a surgeon or as being a perioperative nurse, a patient or a procedure that sticks out in your memory, and why does that procedure stick out?
If I had to think of a particular, not necessarily a particular case, but incident, I think back in 2019, I was deployed to Kabul, Afghanistan, and I was the sole surgical nurse or OR nurse for a Role 2 hospital, and we did have a mass cal come through, and I think the team worked for 36 hours straight, back to back, doing surgeries over and over and over again with multiple patients. And I just think that's a good testament to military medicine, of how we put our needs last for the betterment of our soldiers and to make sure that everybody gets the care they deserve. So that's the one that sticks out to me. Dr. Spall, do you have any?
There's a lot of cases that come to mind, and just where our perioperative nurses are so key and really help us in, specifically in ear, nose, and throat surgery. These are surgeries I don't do anymore, but specifically for our head and neck oncologists or cancer doctors, throughout residency you're exposed to that. And those are very big cases. These are sometimes patients where they have large jaw cancers or tongue cancers, which require tissue from other parts of the body to be replaced. And so, as you can imagine, these cases are very complex. There's a lot of instruments that are needed. There are a lot of equipment and just items that are needed for the case. And our perioperative nurses have always worked so well together throughout those cases when I was in training. And so I think it's amazing they can do the simple cases such as a tonsillectomy, ear tubes, and then just watching them, not just one, but multiple, work together to make sure that cases like that move smoothly. So
speaking of cases, what kind of surgeries can we perform here at Wynn that fall in your scope? Or in general, what kind of surgeries do we perform here?
Sure. We tend to perform outpatient surgeries. Typically, as far as ear, nose, and throat, we tend to do tonsils, ear tubes, nasal surgery such as septoplasties, turbinate reductions. We occasionally will do the occasional rhinoplasty, as well as I do a significant amount of sinus surgery. As you can imagine, a lot of our patients here in Georgia suffer from allergies, and that plays a significant role in our patient population. So we tend to do general surgeries that are same day and tend to leave the hospital the same day. So.
And then as far as ones that actually require a stay in our inpatient ward, what kind of surgeries do we perform there?
So typically either those are admitted from the emergency room, such as infections like an abscess, which can be anywhere in the neck or the oral cavity, oral pharynx, as well as there are some patients based on their medical comorbidities that after surgery do require observation after surgery. And so it comes on a case-by-case basis.
That's very interesting. And speaking of the sinus surgeries, I am one of those people that suffers from allergies. Who doesn't in Georgia? I mean, if you don't have an allergy, come to Georgia, you'll find one. So why does it matter for our beneficiaries, our soldiers, our family members, and our retirees to know that they have competent, qualified surgeons performing procedures and competent, qualified perioperative nurses in the OR doing the things that need to be done when it comes to surgery? Why do they need to know that? Why does it matter?
It matters because those patients are putting their trust and their faith in us to do what we know is best for them. They're losing, in some ways, what we call autonomy, or their ability to choose for themselves. And in any way, before surgery, we try to discuss with patients what the plan is and what we'll do. But surgery is always changing, and sometimes what you find in surgery is not what you saw before surgery. And so they trust us to make decisions in the moment that are best for them. And in those moments, we can trust our perioperative nurses, our OR techs, to assist us in caring for those moments and caring for those patients in the best way that we know how. And I think it takes the anxiety of surgery off of patients as well. Personally speaking, I've had several ortho surgeries, so I've always trusted that the ortho surgeons that were operating on me, and some of them have been military surgeons, knew what they were doing, as well as the support staff. And so I think it's key that they know that we are giving them the best healthcare that we have.
What about you, Major McDavid?
Well, one thing I tell my team every morning during our morning huddle, I always say, pretend that this is your family member that we're doing surgery on. And like Dr. Spa said, they really are putting their lives in your hands. And so that's one of the roles of the perioperative nurse, is once the patient is on the OR table, we're making sure that they are positioned appropriately where they're not going to get a pressure injury. We're making sure that they have the proper equipment that's been gone through all of the checks and maintenance, so it's not going to cause any kind of electrocautery burn to the patient. All of these things we think about. And then, of course, with sterility, you know, we would never want to use something that was not sterile or could harm the patient, cause an infection on that patient. So that's what I tell my techs all the time. Make sure you're checking. Never be afraid to say if you see someone break scrub or break sterility. Never be afraid to raise your hand and call it out, because we want to be treating these patients like they're our families.
Absolutely, because we owe it to them to provide them that safe, quality healthcare that they deserve. So, two more questions to wrap it up. First one is, how does it feel to have a week in your honor, recognizing you for what you do behind the red line?
Well, it's funny because this is just our everyday work to us, but it's nice to be recognized and to be to have a full week. So, we've had like lots of snacks and donuts brought in from other people just saying thank you, but it's definitely something that we appreciate.
And what about you, Major Spa? How do you feel about having a week to honor your perioperative nurses?
I think it's excellent for them. I can't do my job to the highest degree and stay focused with how busy we are, how busy and focused that surgery needs to be without having support. No man is an island. Especially no surgeon is on an island. They need help. They need support throughout the case. And so it's just a way to appreciate people. And it's great. And I will say that they get a week, doctors get a day, and that's okay.
Doctors get every day. We know you're okay. Divas. So then the final question, is there anything I didn't ask or you'd like to add to close out this podcast?
I don't think so. I think you covered a lot of good stuff, Dr. Spa.
I just want to say thank you to Major McDavid for all that you do. She has come here recently and she is frequently in my ORs and has done just an amazing job of assisting me and learning my own preferences, as well as we've gotten two other ENTs recently, and so they have their own preferences, and so our perioperative nurses do an excellent job of trying to figure out what each person wants and how they like it, and so that things run smoothly and quickly throughout the day.
Awesome. Well, Major McDavid, Dr. Spa, thank you for joining me on this episode of The Pulse. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you about perioperative nurses and what they do behind the red line, the mystery of the OR. Well, folks, thanks for listening to this episode. Look for future episodes in the near future. This is Kevin signing off, and I'll catch you on the flip side.